Today is May 27, 2020. The time is 2:47, and my name is Osvaldo Perez Jr. Mondays to Fridays, I wake up, eat, and go to school. I come back from school to do my homework and eat. Later, I would be with my family and have fun. Saturdays and Sundays, my family and I would go places together, like the mall or hiking. I live in Pasadena. And I love being here because I wouldn't be able to know the people that are my friends now. When I first knew about COVID-19, I thought it would end soon and there would be a cure pretty soon. I still think that there's going to be a cure for COVID-19, but it's going to stay as a flu now. It's not going to go away, but there might be a cure soon. Schools right now are closed, but teachers that are teaching virtually aren't the same, because students won't listen as much and learning a new topic is more challenging, because you have to email your teacher for help instead of asking him or her personally. Teachers still try their hardest to try to explain a new lesson. They know that this time we are on quarantine and many students don't have Wi-Fi, so it was awesome that they gave hotspots for them. Our teachers and schools still care about us a lot. They are doing what they can to keep us safe and still learn until the end of the year. We can't do what we usually do, like hiking, going to the mall, or go fishing. Of course, now we can go walking with social distancing. But there are a lot of people that don't care and would get close to you or just don't care and walk right next to you. Around 2:30 to 3 o'clock, I would go outside and exercise so I won't feel too lazy and stay the same, and so I could stay the same as I am right now. Me and my family still have fun together, which is the most important part. There has been no changes with relationships of family or friends, because we all know what's going right now. We are still together, and as long as my family and I are together, that's great because that's all that matters the most right now. Thankfully, no one in my family has gotten sick, and that's very good. I know it's like the normal, I know COVID-19 is a normal flu, but it's stronger than what we know, and it could kill people that have low defenses in their bodies. It makes them lose their breath very fast and gives them fever. People have recovered from this, but others weren't able to. I would watch the news and see what's going on. If there's something new or if people have recovered from this. Many reporters now record live from home and some would go outside, would wear masks and gloves for protection. There are many things I think they might have not covered, but I just don't know anymore. They could not be telling the truth of the exact number of people that are sick and showing us what they do to the people that are sick right now. There are many things that people can think of what they're not showing us or telling us, but we can't think about that right now. We have to think of what's important for us and our family. They have decided to open parks, shopping centers, and flea markets, but many people just want to go outside now. And there might be a higher curve of people infected, and everything is going to be closed again. The president wants to open cases now, and governments think that they have to do it too. But the problem is that they think people are actually going to listen and do social distancing, but they might not because they want to be free. They want to go outside now. They feel anxious. I hope that they take care of people later on in the future. I still think that there's hope for people of good health, and you just need to try and stay inside, even though it feels like we feel anxious of going outside and going hiking, spending time in the family in a picnic, with picnic, like celebrating holidays outside, like Easter. But we just have to stay inside and lower the curve. If we stay inside little by little, the curve would go lower. But people just want to go outside, and there might be a higher chance that it could go higher than what we might expect. People don't want to do, would want to do social distancing and listen, but there are times that they just want to do what they want to do. If they could just hold it a little longer, the curve would go way lower.